We thank you in Jesus' name that we're here. Lord, thank you. Thank you so much. God, your grace has caused us to see the need of Jesus Christ in our lives. Lord, and thank you for the need to know we need more of him. Lord, thank you that we know that it's your desire and your purpose and your plan and the very power of your might to grow it up in us. Lord, thank you that you are so faithful to us. Thank you that your grace so abounds to us. Lord, help your people to be quickened today to know how much you love us. Lord, how much you are for us. How much you have been set before us and behind us, and that your hand is upon us. Lord, thank you that it's a love that we can never be separated from. Thank you, Lord, that it's a love that's everlasting. It's a love, praise God, that is finishing and authoring a faith, God, that, Lord, you want it to be complete and you want it to be full and filled with all the fullness of God. Lord, bring forth that message to us today. As the Word of God says, you must even open the heart. Thank you, Lord, that it's your desire and it's your power that does it. Lord, thank you again for the faithfulness of your love to us. Let us rejoice in it today. Let us just magnify and just rejoice and be thankful for the beauty of the Lamb of God. Thank you again for that freely shed blood that flowed, hallelujah, so sweetly. And thank you, God, it covers the multitude of sin. We give you the praise, the honor, the thanks, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. If you're to open your Bibles with me today, we'll start in Matthew 8. And what a precious privilege it is to know of what the grace of God is there to fully supply us. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 8, we'll begin reading from verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I want us to focus today on verse 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Listen to that. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. It's the key to it all, brothers and sisters. By faith. By faith. Notice here the Lord didn't say to him, as thou hast worked. He didn't say to him, as thou hast lived. Huh? No, he didn't. He said, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. I am so thankful to say, it is all by faith. Praise be to God for the promises of God. See, the promises of God are yea and amen. Basically, what that means is it is what it is. It's impossible for God to lie. I am faithful. I am true. And praise be to God, my will be done. And brothers and sisters, in this precious portion of scripture here, not only is it critical to believe, it is critical to believe the word of God, absolutely. But what we're believing and how much of this word we believe. As he said, as thou hast believed. What are we believing? How much are we believing? And do we believe? If there was ever a New Year's resolution, Lord, by your grace, let me believe the whole counsel of God. You see, brothers and sisters, this word assures us that we live in the greatest time of grace. And I'm talking about great, great grace, far beyond the grace that was offered to Moses or Elijah or Isaiah or any of those in the Old Testament. Matter of fact, let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 1, and let's go read from there. And that's 1 Peter chapter 1. And I have been encouraged to slow down just a bit, but you have to remember I get like a horse that gets running, and I'm asking the Lord, help me. But you know, when it comes at you, it's like brother said about the fire hydrant, man, it just gets you. But in 1 Peter chapter 1, let's read from verse 10. Thinking about, again, the grace that is offered now to us, all right? Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. Now listen to this. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves. See, it wasn't revealed to them. But unto us they did minister these things, which are now reported unto you, by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Now I want you to move on over to Ephesians chapter 3. I pray this put a big smile right on your heart. And in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3, it says, and this is Brother Paul speaking, how that by revelation, that means a veil that was removed, he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now listen to this. Which in other ages, and that means generations of people, was not made known unto the sons of men. Listen to that. See, it wasn't made known unto them of the Old Testament time, as it now is revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And here's what it is. That the Gentiles. And always remember this as well, too. Yes, it's time to teach the word of God as well as preach the word of God. That word Gentiles right there is not speaking in a sense of people that are not Jews. This is speaking of people that are saved. Ones that are saved. If you look at even the notes, if you have a Schofield or whatever this is, the Gentiles, praise be to God, it's speaking of ones that are saved at this time. And it says, should be now fellow heirs. My favorite word almost, I think, in the word of God. Sunc laronimus. Joint heirs as husband and wife. All right? That's what it means. So see that now that saved ones should be joint heirs as husband and wife, and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Now, brothers and sisters, we are in a time of a better thing. We are in a time of exceeding great and precious promises. And I thank God, hallelujah, my goodness, I read these things and these precious brothers in the Old Testament, these prophets, they wrote these things for us. They wrote them, but they could not see into the depths of it. But unto us now it is revealed, and again, how? By the Holy Ghost. by the Holy Ghost. You will always see that, yea, the deep things by the Holy Ghost. You'll never get into the deep things of God without the Holy Ghost. Yes. Let's rejoice in that. Thanks be to God. Aren't you thankful that you live after the time of Pentecost? Didn't you just read when the Holy Ghost, when the Spirit came down, when God sent the Holy Ghost to us? That's the day of Pentecost. That's, my goodness, when it all started. You talk about starting, we're talking, yea, the deep things of God. That we could be guided into all truth. It's okay to preach the Word of God. I'm not comparing myself amongst ourselves. I'm not comparing, in a sense, the New Testament to the Old Testament. I'm just preaching the Word of God and telling you, you're blessed. Oh, you're blessed. You're blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, blessed. You got it all. If you're a child of God, you got it all. You're a little Lord of all. Know that. But again, as it says, and we will continue to rejoice in this, we will remain nothing but a servant in the kingdom in knowledge, unless we grow up into what and who we are in Christ. We've been rejoicing on Wednesday night, that innumerable multitude that stands before the throne. They have palms in their hands. They say salvation to our God. It's wonderful, but that's just the beginning. The ones that are in the midst of the throne, that are ruling and reigning with Him, the four living ones. Oh, they not only say, Thou hast redeemed us to God, not only do they say salvation to God, they say, Oh, and Lord, You have made us priests and kings. And they have crowns, not palms. Rejoice. And again I say rejoice. This is ours. This is what God has given. Isn't it marvelous? These things you're hearing maybe for the first time. And maybe these things you're hearing for the first time and you've sat in here a long time. Praise the Lord. It's okay. Because it's about now. Didn't matter what happened an hour ago, week ago, year ago, whatever. He's about now. Amen. Now. God help us to not sleep through this. And I'm not talking about this sermon. But this time. It's time to awake. The thief will come in the night. As the Word of God says, it's the hour that you think not. And I'll tell you what, I think there's a lot of people that are thinking not. Oh, he can't come right now. Well, sure he can. Well, this ain't ready. I don't care. He can come. He can get it ready in a moment. Oh, but this has got to be, and this country's got to be here, and this. Let me tell you something. He can do that in a moment. And it's going to be the hour you think not. So I'll tell you what. He just said, live alive. Live looking and loving my appearing. And see, that's just it in this verse that we're reading about, though, brothers and sisters. The heights and depths of what is promised to us. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. You see how simple that is? God help our unbelief. Believe it. And by his grace, you'll be it. But what are we believing? What are we seeing? What are we shying away from? Thinking, oh, Lord, oh, man, what I did, oh, I just couldn't be, I can't do. That's everybody's story in this Bible. Come on. I'm not preaching, let us sin willfully that grace may abound. Oh, no. But when you really start just admiring, embracing the grace of God, it will transform your life. Those things that you thought you need to be doing, you find that you don't think about doing them anymore. They start to flee from you. Isn't that wonderful? Because that wine just pours all that dross right out of your body. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, without a vision of the Word of God, without hearing the truth, without knowing the truth, the Word of God tells us that the people perish. It's the truth. And it's not just that you hear it once. God help us. We need to be saturated in the Word of God. You need to be marinated in the Word of God. You need to be in this thing, praise be to God, and letting it just be poured over you I don't want just a little spot of oil. I want it dripping from my beard. Praise be to God. I want it all over me. God, help me to want to hear the word of God. Help me to want to come in to the meeting place of where people gather to rejoice in the word of his grace. And brothers and sisters, I will tell you, I'm so thankful that with a vision. See, I don't want to dwell on without a vision. I want to dwell on with a vision. See, with a vision of you and me ruling and reigning and being glorified together with Jesus Christ. With a vision of saying, Lord, I'm going to take that grace, so it will be done unto thee. Quit listening to what everybody else is saying about you. I want to hear what the Word of God tells me. Huh? I'm going to believe you, Lord. And praise be to God, I'll receive it. Praise be to God, I will grow up into it. See, we've got to get it. We've got to get it that our lives are by faith. Our lives are not by works. Our lives are not by deeds. There will be an evidence of faith working in our lives. And it will be a great evidence, brothers and sisters. But the faith comes first. The faith always comes first. You believe God and He will transform your life. You believe God and you'll begin to love people you never thought you could love. You will be a different person. The person Jesus Christ has lived in you the moment that you gave your heart to God. But He starts to reign. He starts to rule. And you do. You stand back. As I've said it many times, it's truly the out-of-body experience. I watch that new man take over. I watch that new man start to reign. I watch that new man and I just marvel because I know that that's Christ in me. That's not me. I know I would never do that. I know that I would not be here at this moment with such passion, hallelujah, and desire, not just for my life, but for your life. Praise God, to win him. If by any means to win him, this is the moment that he has given us. I know this is the new man. I know this is the man that I hope to be. I know this is the grace of God. Oh, hallelujah, how wonderful it is. And we just let him. We let him. And praise be to God, he performs it. Now, it is by faith. And I thank the Lord how in Hebrews 11, all of those precious worthies of faith in the Old Testament. Go back and read it. Rejoice in it. By faith, by faith, by faith. How beautiful. God told them something specific, didn't he? And you know what they did? They believed. And you know what he did? He did it. That's how simple it was. He took harlots, prostitutes, Rahab. She believed, and he did it. He took an Abraham who was working in an idol shop. He said, go, I'm God. And he did it. Can you imagine what he did for these ones? Jacob, that manipulator. What a cheat. He said, but I'll tell you what, Israel. Can you imagine he did that for that guy? And Esau had a problem with that, didn't he? A lot of people had problems with that. That guy, that no good guy, you love him like that, God? Yeah, because you know why? Because he knows he needs me. Oh, we're getting it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, each one of them, they believed something that God told them. Turn on over there. We'll take a moment today. I got a little bit of allowance today. Somebody told me the Broncos weren't playing. So there we go. All right. Let's go over to Hebrews 11, verse 7. And this might be, they're all so precious, the by faiths. But this one is so on the mark for the time we live and where we're at and what a type this is to us. And this is the by faith of Noah. Noah. They're starting, and not that they even need to find it. They're going over there. They're finding lots of civilizations now that were buried in water. You don't need to tell me that. I always knew. Whatever. I feel sorry for him. I don't need that evidence. I live by faith. Now, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, that means reverence to God. He believed God. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, the reason I think it's so wonderful, Noah did not see the impossible. See, that's what faith is. Faith doesn't look at the circumstance. Faith doesn't look at the situation. Faith just sees God is able. Faith just sees that nothing's hard for God. Faith just looks at God's word and his promises to us. See, he didn't listen. Noah did not listen to the naysayers at that time. And listen to this, brothers and sisters. A lot of people get this confused. There were many other believers that perished in that flood. Noah and his family weren't the only ones that were loving God at that time. There were other believers that perished in that flood. There were ones that loved God. There were ones that lived some good lives. But this was a believing beyond. It was a believing of an offering of a special deliverance out of all destruction that was going to hit the whole world. Does that sound familiar? Does that maybe ring a bell to where we're at right now and what God's word is telling us? Brothers and sisters, he is giving us an out resurrection that Paul said, if by any means I might attain, and really what he's saying to that ark. The ark is Jesus. And praise be to God, there's a destruction that's coming upon this world, and we know it, the word of God tells us so. But see, it's just like then, most of them, and today most, they don't believe that Jesus Christ really could come today. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is going to have a wife, that she's going to be caught up into heaven before the tribulation begins. I've told people that and they say, you're crazy. I've told people that and they say, you believe too much. You're seeing too much. I believe those are the same kind of people that said that same thing to Noah. And I wonder what they thought as they saw the ark rising and they were sinking. Come on now. This is it. See, he's so faithful. They wrote, they lived. Remember what we read in Peter and in Ephesians and all that? They wrote, they lived these things. And they were living it, but there was a type that was even deeper for us. We are without excuse. He's coming and he's coming soon. And there is a company of believers that even say, even so, Lord, come quickly. That even says, even so, Lord, let's get it on. Come on, I want to see you. I want to be with you. Isn't that wonderful? You come on Wednesday night, you'll find out. And it was so sweet how the Lord showed us that innumerable multitude. They were getting out of sweat and labor and heat. It was, I need to just get out of here because it's so bad. Well, I know that. You give me heaven for this right now, done. I'm not stupid. But that's how most of God's people are getting out of here. But that wife, oh no, she ain't coming out of here because it's sweating and blah, 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 blah. No, it's Lord, hallelujah, you're coming for me. That's my bridegroom. I'm excited. I don't care what you all are doing. I'm looking for him. It doesn't matter what's going on. And see, we're all in the same stuff. It's the same muck down here. But praise be to God, are you living here or are you living over there? That's the whole thing. Are you living by these eyes or are you living by the word of God? You live by these eyes, you're going to be a sad person. You're going to be a disappointed person. You're going to be a fearful person. Paranoid. Throw them all in there. You're going to be there. You're living here and hallelujah. You're going to be living on the hallelujah side. That's how it's going to be. And how wonderful that life is. Brothers and sisters, that same ark is coming again. And he's coming again to lift those that are prepared and looking for him. And he's going to do it the same way, by faith. By faith. Believing. Noah just believed God. Believed against what everybody else was saying. building that big old ship out there in the midst of a desert, hadn't rained for whatever, and those guys laughing, mocking, my goodness, what a nut. Now, I'm not talking about, and I will say this, I'm not talking about the nut that's saying, well, I'm going to store food and guns and all of these different things. Now, I know I'm going to get letters for that. That's okay. But I do not read that in this word, and I'm going to preach the word of God. I'm not getting ready to live here and to go through here. I'm ready to get going over there. That's it. That's it. I don't care what you store, what you have. It's okay. I like to hunt. Love it, matter of fact. But that has me. And I'm not preparing to go through here. And those that are preparing to stay here, let me tell you something, you'll get your wish. You will. Told you that testimony, that person that come back and was visiting with some sweet family, loved the Lord and everything. Man, they come in the basement, cans everywhere, and this and that everywhere. They were ready to go through it. And that sweet sister said to her, but the Bible tells us to prepare to get out. To go. See, there's a company, Revelation chapter 3, called the Philadelphia Saints. Read the word of God. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I'll keep you from the tribulation. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. That's the word of God. I believe that. Now, I'm not saying that I've apprehended it, but one thing I am apprehending by his grace, his promises. And he's told me, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. So I'm not buying a bunch of cans of food. I'm not preparing to stay here one moment longer. I want liftoff. I want liftoff, and Lord, even so, come now. All right, let's wrap it up now. Okay, I thank the Lord we're having a good time in Jesus. But see, brothers and sisters, it's the same faith, just like with Noah. But this is a faith as was shown through Brother Paul. 2 Timothy 4:8 tells us, as he says it, brothers and sisters, it's not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. Amen. It's not that love my escaping, that love his appearing. Amen, amen. You see, okay. See, Noah was looking for a flood to come, but really he was looking for an ark. And now, praise be to God, we're not looking for a tribulation to come, are we? Oh, no. We're looking for our love to come. We're looking for the lover of our soul to appear. And it says, I love that appearing, and I'll tell you what, he will take me right out of here. And our text again today, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. And I ask us, brothers and sisters, in closing, what do we believe? What do we believe? Do we believe the whole counsel of God? Do you really? Not just a bit here and a piece there. Not because a religion told me this or this told me that, or, you know, these people that were so dear to me for so many years and did me so much good, but they didn't tell me all that. I appreciate for anybody who's been kind to you. Appreciate anybody that's given you any amount of the word of God. But the one thing I'm here to tell you today, I'm not going to withhold anything from you. Won't do it. It's too great. There's too much in the balance right now. There's too much to please God for. And there's only one way to please him, and that is by faith. And you know what? He's such a good God, and he's graced us so much. Don't you just want to please him with everything? Well, here's everything. Here's the only thing. It's the word of God. And it says so sweetly, the word works effectually. That means powerfully, mightily. It grows in them that believe the word of God. So I'm going to ask you, do you believe that Jesus is coming? Amen. All right. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is going to have a wife? Yes. Amen. Do you believe that she makes herself ready? Do you believe that she is a company of believers that will come out from among the body? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to tell you something. Do you believe, like those eight that believed the ark would lift them out of the flood, that that same ark is about to blow a trump? Praise God. Oh, amen, amen, amen. Brothers and sisters, it's wonderful. See, we need to know it. You need to know it. And you need to study it. Praise be to God. and also by the grace of God, believe that it's mine. Believe that it's mine. That, Lord, this is my message. This is my gospel. That, praise be to God, you will appear a second time. And praise be to God, those that are looking for you, praise God, he will appear. And Lord, thank you, Jesus, now you are coming for me. Amen. Amen. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Let's stand and praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Just praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the simplicity of your grace. Thank you, God, for the simplicity of your word. Oh, hallelujah, to believe. To believe you, Lord God, and to know that it'll be done unto thee. Praise your wonderful name. Praise your wonderful name. Oh, God, help us to come forth, Lord. Oh, and to receive that abundance today. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you for your moving, Lord. Thank you for your moving. Oh, hallelujah, how you convict us. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
For it is my power to salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is my righteousness revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
While every head is bowed, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for the grace today that we have magnified your Son. Thank you for that. Lord, thank you that we're getting to know you. Thank you, Lord, that it's becoming a passion that you must increase and we must decrease. Lord, thank you for that great champion that is full of grace and truth. Lord, thank you for our Jesus. Thank you for him. Lord, thank you that there's a passion and a desire. And Lord, as Brother David said, there was almost a delirious attitude. I pant after you. Lord, thank you how you're drawing us nigh unto you, God. We thank you for that faithfulness today. And Lord, for every life here, God, help us not to miss this moment. Lord, help us to embrace all this abundance that you have for us. God, don't let us be satisfied eating scraps and pieces here and there. Lord, help us to want to come to eat strong meat. Oh, the king's buffet. God, help us only to desire the full counsel of the word of God. Lord, because you are pleased. You are so satisfied when everything that you've given, which is all in your Son, when we take it all. That's the beauty of it all. And we thank you for that privilege. We thank you for that grace that we can be the vessels to the praise and the glory of your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.